Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's a corner to FC United. Beru to take this from FC United's left. Well, Gabadon was looking for the short one, but Beru opts instead for a more traditional corner. Beru from the left, and it comes swinging on his right foot, and there's Griffiths! Oh. And Griffiths on the near post, and FC United score 18 minutes, and Griffiths felt his ankle though there on landing, it looks like, after winning that header on the near post, and unfortunately this looks like an injury that's going to need treatment. Physio's coming on, but Paul, just before we get an update on this injury, very similar to the one we saw at South Shields.
Potts at South Shields, the move at the near post to anticipate, and no defender went with him. Unfortunately, he has landed awkwardly, and this is not good news.
And Hall gets the ball towards the halfway line, puts it straight to Lowe. Lowe plays the ball back to Lonsdale. Lonsdale, he's under pressure. Porter, Newton, Baird, oh, that's a loose pass, and it's picked up by Kane. Kane now got Beru on his right. Beru into the penalty area. Lot to do for Beru, but he goes for goal, and a good save by Scott. Palmed the ball to the left of the post, and well, that was goal bound. And it's another corner though to FC United. Well, we had a corner on Saturday that Gabadon took from FC United's right that Donoghue scored from. What can Gabadon do this time? In it comes towards the back post where Jones is. Jones heads the ball in. There's Palinkas! Yes. Into the roof of the net. And FC United, two corners, two goals. Palinkas scoring his second goal of the season.
Well, it's all happening at Ashton. We're becoming a set-piece side.
There'll be scouts watching this from Stafford and from Gainsborough going, whatever you do, don't give FC United a corner.
Well,
I've never known it in the 13, 14 years we've been doing this, Paul, me and you. I've never known us to be this good at corners. But here we are, another set piece. Jones with a header into the near post area. The goalkeeper saved it, but there was Palinkas, and he blasted it, and in it went. And it's 2-0 now to FC United. 26 minutes played here at Hurst Cross. And here's Palinkas now. To Beru. Beru, great turn from Beru. Can he find Kane? He can. Kane rounds his man. Here's Kane. Oh, just wide. Well, that was a brilliant play. What a turn from Beru. And it was great stuff from Kane up until the finish. He hits it in the right area, but it just went wide of the far post. Baird down the right-hand side. Through ball attempted again, but Jones cuts it out. Good anticipation. Gets it to Wallerton. Here's Beru inside the centre circle. Beru finds Kane. Beru carries on his run. Beru still with the ball. Out to the left-hand side to Sangare. Sangare on the edge of the penalty area. Goes for goal. Over the bar. Goal kick. Well, every time FC goes forward, they just look like they're causing problems. It's been a really good first half this from FC. Headed clear there by Hall. And Gabadon is tracking back to pick up possession. Plays a nice ball to Kane, who manages to stay on his feet and turn. Kane now driving into Ashton's half. And there's Hall. Hall forward down the left-hand side. Hall got time. Crosses that ball in. Oh, it hits the bar. Hall scored a similar goal in the Phoenix Trophy last month.
So it makes you think whether it's intentional or not, because he keeps doing it.
Well, that one didn't go in this time, but it came awfully close. Hit the bar there. And Porter now plays the ball to Baird. Baird to Lowe. Good stuff there from Donoghue. Wins it in midfield. Donoghue plays it in front of Kane. Kane on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Puts on his right foot. Goes for goal. Saved. An improvised save there by Scott. Scoring is 2-0, but a good piece of play there from SC United. Donoghue making that move for Kane, and a good effort from the striker. The ball's back to Gabadon, who lofts it back into the penalty area, and Scott there on the stretch just palmed it away from the head of Palinkas. And Ashton United get the ball clear. Gilchrist chasing Hall down here. Hall with a back pass to Lavercombe. Lavercombe takes the touch. Gilchrist pursuing. Lavercombe gets the ball clear. Sangare there. That's going to be a... No, okay. Play continues. Here's Gabadon now. Gabadon still with the ball into the D. Gabadon goes for goal. Hits the post. How many chances, Paul? Have SC United created here? Well, it's not done yet. Here's Kane. Kane, edge of the penalty area. What a finish from Kane. Scott was getting nowhere near that one. And it's 3-0.
I think there was a bit of anger that he'd had three chances before that in this game. But that time, he got a sight of goal and Scott just didn't see it, did he?
Well, picking a man of the match, if obviously this game can turn on its head, because there's still time. But trying to find a player of the match in this game is going to be very, very tricky. Vaughan with a throw-in down the line. Thompson clears it, gets it to Whittam. Whittam is challenged, but there's Baird to Lowe. But there's Donoghue again. Donoghue winning the ball back. Donoghue, good ball to Sangari. He's in the penalty area. Holds it up. Sangari goes for goal. It deflects. Sangari's still not giving this up. Ashton in a hurry to try and clear it, but not fully cleared yet. And now SC United, three players pursuing this ball. And one of them's Hall. Hall crosses his ball in. There's Kane. Oh, my goodness me. Kane scores FC United's fourth. What a bank holiday Monday this is turning into here at Hurst Cross.
Well, we talked about Max Kane becoming prolific. He's beginning to live up to that word, isn't he?
4-0.
He scored twice. He could have had five today. Well, it was 4-0 on Boxing Day and it's 4-0 again. This is a mirror.
So far on This Club Is My Club, by the way, which there's a bit at the end which hasn't been put together yet, which is today's game, we've got 9 FC United goals thus far. However, if we throw Ashton in this game here, well, could be looking at, well, we are looking at double figures, aren't we, Paul?
We'll have an extended programme.
Baird with his clearance, only finds Gabidon. Gabidon beats his man and now he's driving towards the penalty area. Gabidon still with the ball. Gabidon goes for goal. Gabidon hits the post and crosses over the line and it's 5-0 to SC United.
Well, Gabidon deserves a goal.
Good stuff from FC United.
Again, razor sharp, and this is our record win at Ashton now.
Well, 15 minutes left to play here. FC United now 5-0 up. Well, full time here, 2 minutes of added time, and on Bank Holiday Monday, FC United have made it back-to-back wins over Easter, following up that 5-2 victory on Saturday against Bamber Bridge with a 5-0 victory here at Hurst Cross. A very comprehensive performance this from FC United, and a great way to finish off this bank holiday weekend for FC.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.